Dr. Madhu Khandelwal, professor of Sanskrit. She is translating books of Gurudev and also Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam into Hindi. She is very expert in Sanskrit, PhD in Sanskrit. Mathura Vasi basically. First of all, offer obeisances to Asmadiya Gurupad Padma, Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj at his lotus feet. Offer unlimited number of obeisances. Gaura Tattva, the truth about Gauranga. Gaura Tattva. Sri Gauranga, Sri Krishna, who is actually covered by the complexion of Srimati Radhika. Srila Gurudev, any Guru, his Guru also. Srila Gurudev is
Sri Radha Ji ke charanon ki jo nakh ki chhata hai usse aage hum hote hain prithvi par aate
hain. Srila Gurudev manifest in this world from the effulgence of the toenail of Srimati Radhika. So Mahaprabhu's teachings, so the teachings of Mahaprabhu manifest to us through the medium of Gurudev. Sri Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. Sadhu and Sanyasi, Paramahansa, these are different qualifications, but now those had changed at the time of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's mercy, when Mahaprabhu is actually Mahaprabhu is full of avatar and madhurya. He has actually refuted Mayavad. He actually explained to us the duties of sannyasi and how to practice the proper religion of this age, Kali Yuga. In Treta Yuga there is Yajna, in Satya Yuga meditation, in Dwapar Yuga there is deity worship, and Kali Yuga Sankirtan. So he has taught us these four processes for four yugas. In our heart, so there is actually elephant in the form of lust and greed in our heart. We are covered by the Maya. So Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan is such weapon that these elephants of lust and greed can be destroyed by this weapon of Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu has, for the common people, has advised to engage in Naam Sankirtan. Swami Haridas Thakur, he actually told Haridas Thakur to engage in devotional service in his present conditions. He also told Rupa Goswami and Raghunathas Goswami to perform the devotional service in a different way. Among all the incarnations, generally different incarnations manifest with different weapons, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came without any weapons. So he created pure devotion in the heart of all living entities, and the whole world was inundated by pure devotion. So today, even today, by the Nama Sankirtan, we are purifying our heart. So actually, so day before yesterday, we went to Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Samadhi. Bhav Bhakti is. So we are discussing how to obtain Vastu Siddhi. Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Bhajan, he was doing bhajan in Vrindavan. There was one woman, she was carrying Mahaprasad in the basket overhead. She was actually from very low caste, a cleaning woman. So that woman, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj asked her, "What are you carrying over your head?" She said, "This is Mahaprasad." So then that woman actually gave Mahaprasad to Jagannath Das Babaji. But there was another Baba there. He said, "Baba, what do you do? You accepted Prasad. You accepted Mahaprasad, which was kept in the basket which carries all dirty substances," because she was a woman who was in charge of cleaning department in the town of Mathura or Vrindavan. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj didn't bother much. So Mahaprabhu has taught us Shikshashtaka. Living entities, so to chant Harinam is the main tattva of the jiva. The second is Nam Upasana, worshipping the Nam. The sixth Goswami is when they used to engage in writing books, they used to chant the Harinam by counting properly, and sometimes even without counting the holy name. So all this happened by the mercy of Mahaprabhu alone. Sanatan Goswami one time had a skin disease because he came through the forest of Jharikhanda, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still embraced the sore ridden body of Srila Sanatan Goswami, and thus Mahaprabhu taught us that how one should be very humble. So sometimes the desires come in the heart, in our heart, that I want wealth, there should be someone who would listen to my orders. So name and fame and followers, all this desire comes in the heart. So Bhagwan Sri Krishna one day appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How beautiful is this form? I am Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now you should go to Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu told Jayadeva Goswami, "I will taste the book written by you known as Gita Govinda when I come to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas." So Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu Tattva. So actually Advaita Acharya brought Mahaprabhu to this earth. So Advaita Acharya thought that I am such a fallen person, and if the great personality, the Supreme Lord like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepts me as Guru, then it would be offense. So therefore Srila Advaita Acharya, he actually brought one copy of Upanishad, one particular Upanishad, and began to explain this philosophy of Upanishad based on Shankaracharya's Sharirik Bhashya Mayavad. So when Mahaprabhu heard this, so then Mahaprabhu chastised Advaita Acharya for preaching Mayavad once. And once Sachi Mata had offended Advaita Acharya by using harsh language. So that time Mahaprabhu did not forgive even his own mother. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeatedly performed pastimes on the bank of Ganga. Sriman Mahaprabhu is the manifestation of Alladini Shakti. Sriman Mahaprabhu, when is to test the Gita Govinda in Jagannath Puri, what is Gita Govinda? So Sri Jagannath is absorbed in the mood of separation, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radhika, and that viraha between Radha and Krishna is tested in Gita Govinda. And testing this separation through Gita Govinda, Mahaprabhu is to become unconscious. His limbs, his joints is to separate from each other. So Mahaprabhu actually taught us by his personal example, because Mahaprabhu also used to respect Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda. Actually, in Gita Govinda, it has been explained, Sharkare Karkashasi Drakshe Dravanti, that, oh sugar, you are very hard. Oh lips of a beautiful woman, you go to hell. Oh grapes, you grow in the abominable country, so the grapes are also not sweet. So real sweetness in the world is the Gita Govinda. There's, and the Mangal Gita, the auspicious invocation of Gita Govinda is Jai Jai Deva Hare. Sita Kamala Kucha Mandal Hai. So Radhika lives in the association of Krishna and tests the mood of amorous pastimes. Oh Radhika, Shuk and Sari are singing. So therefore, oh Radhika, so rasa is actually parakya. So parakya rasa is the real rasa. While eating, sleeping, while jumping, anytime, doing anything, Mahaprabhu used to always say Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And then also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained us the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Gopal Guru Goswami, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they have explained us the different meanings of Mahamantra. So actually Radharani has actually in this Gita Govinda there is not even a trace of lust. So, but there is a deep sentiment in Gita Govinda, and Krishna is telling Radhika, please remove the pain of separation from my heart by placing your feet on my head. This is the translation of one verse of Gita Govinda translated by Mr. Saxena into Hindi. Prapancha Pranchavam. Krishna is telling Radhika that please sing in the Pancham Swara. please don't stop this, please don't speak something with it. Priyamto Upasthitaha, that I come humbly in front of you, Radhika, please start speaking with me. Why you are observing this? Why you have become dumb? Why don't you speak to me? So Krishna is very humbly pleading to Radhika when she is in sulky mood. Krishna is actually telling Radhika, Radhika is telling Krishna that why your lips are cut, why your chest, there is a mark of nails. So actually the moon is arising in the sky and Shyam Sundar is, and still Shyam Sundar has not come. So Radhika, she is actually weeping because Krishna has not arrived. The time for meeting has passing away, but Radhika is not coming. So Radhika says, what is the use of my fresh youth, because Sri Krishna is not attracted to my fresh youth. So actually nothing in this world can stop. If our life, if every moment of our life is, unless we offer it to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Mahaprabhu used to relish Gita Govinda and Srimad Bhagavatam in Gambhir. Mahaprabhu actually is showered the mercy. Mahaprabhu came to this world, actually exhibited his magnanimity by displaying the moods of Srimati Radhika. So in Navadvip Dham, we should remember Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should test his moods here. I offer my obeisances to all Vaishnavas. This was Dr. Madhu Khandelwal. Wow. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Shivan Bhaktivedanta Madhav Maharaj will speak something about contribution of Mahaprabhu.
Follow because it's speaking in Hindi very fast.
By their causeless mercy, Sri Vaman Goswami Maharaj and Sri Narayan Goswami Maharaj have appeared in this world. And they are both dear to Keshava Goswami Maharaj, our Param Gurudev, and also to Lord Keshava. So, I offer obeisances to most merciful Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose most magnanimous manifestation of Bhagavan. This is the Mahamantra, 32 syllable. Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Okay, English. Hare Bol. Thank you.
After that, I think my obeisances to the devotees of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Prasanna Vishnupad, Prabhupada Gandhasa Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Prasanna Vishnupad, Prabhupada Gandhasa Goswami Maharaj. senses or Vaishnavis and Vaishnavis added by incarnation Master Jindal. Srila Guruji, what I mean to speak something about Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These days we are discussing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Dham Parikrama. First of all, we have to know who has started this Srinavati Dham Parikrama. Srila Nityananda Prabhu, he took Jiva Sai Path and first built Navadi Parikrama. Before Jiva Sai Path, no one did Parikrama Navadi Dham. Under guidance of Nityananda Prabhu, Jiva Sai did this. After that, our all Guru Vargas, they did Navadi Parikrama. Nowadays, we are doing under guidance of Guru Padma Navadi Dham Parikrama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has so many, he donates so many things to us. As before, all this spoken in our scripture. Sankho Pankari Navasa Sarvato Bhadra Kintu Krishna Vandako Bhavata Kuri Pranato Bhavati. Krishna, we are to suffer Krishna pain and he distributes pain to whom? He can take on the people, the priest. But to whom he distributed? It was his own associates, not to others. He never gave unqualified person. But what would be? Whom he had not qualified, Mahaprabhu made him qualified and distributed him Krishna pain. Mahaprabhu is so generous. It's mentioned in scripture, among the Ali Prabhu, Mahiti Huvane, Krishna pain, Jamai, Jara, Chudara, Sane. Sichukar Mahaprabhu is so broad-minded. Even whoever will see him from a far distance, Krishna pain will manifest in his heart. This is his one donation. Not only that, even whoever heard Mahaprabhu's name from different ways from far distance, they have always heard from this day like this, all South India became Vaishnavas by influence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Sukhamma Rao Chandra came. He has bow and arrow, Krishna has this, but Mahaprabhu was without any arm. Mahaprabhu promised, in this incarnation, I will not kill anyone by praying, by giving prema, most of the heart of others. Like Jagai and Madhai, what Mahaprabhu did? When Mahaprabhu heard that Madhai hit Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu appeared there with his disc. Then Jagai and Madhai became scared. Nityananda captured his feet, Prabhu. In this lifetime, in this incarnation, he promised he will not kill anyone. So you two Nityananda say, this is another donation. Moreover, when you do bhajan, after sadhana nishtha, like in step by step, when you achieve in pain, then it's going to be darshan. When devotee took his darshan, became pain. He said, oh, why I have so much duty? If my devotee could not face it, then Krishna mercifully caressed him. When he woke up again, telling sense, since Krishna again became pent, again Krishna told, oh, I am so beautiful, so much quality, still my devotee could not test this. Then Krishna called his voice, sweet voice. After that he spread his bodily fragrance, but devotee could not catch all this thing at a time. But Mahaprabhu is so generous. Mahaprabhu is Odharjama Vigraha. Krishna is Prem Pushottam, you are Ramchandra Krishna. Krishna Lila Pushottam, you are Ramchandra Bhajara Pushottam, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Prem Pushottam. In at the time, he is giving the quality to get all this Krishna's Saundarya means beauty, Madhurya means sweetness, Sausar the sweet voice, and sweet fragrance of his body, all these. Devotee can, still Krishna can accept all these things without being pained. So Mahaprabhu is Audharya. When all this quality can, devotee can accept, this called Audharya. And Mahaprabhu giving this Mahaprabhu has a donation. Mahaprabhu is Audharya Maya Vigraha. How we can get this? Only by Krishna Mela Guru Seva. If we serve Guru Mahaprabhu wholeheartedly, without being hypocrite, then we can get this. Why? Because Rupad Padma is the incarnation of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda's most generous person in this world. Mahaprabhu Mahabharana, but Nityananda He